Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet, a blog, or television station?
No.
Okay, thank you. And now first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible. And we really appreciate your time.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
Black.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Chances are 50-50, or you probably not vote?
I'm voting.
Okay. Thank you. And what's your age?
75.
Perfect. Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, when 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote, or you may use any number between 0 and 10. What number would you say?
10.
Okay. Thank you. And what makes you feel that way about your motivation to vote?
It's a right.
I'm sorry.
It's a person's right to vote.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Okay, somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Satisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two of them. First one, stagnant wages and rising costs, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the lack of quality education opportunities, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, rising crime and violence, Donald Trump getting elected president again, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, or a cuts to the social safety net like Social Security.
All of them.
Which ones would you choose?
You have to repeat that again because it was a long list. Just repeat just the question without naming the different things. Just repeat the question.
Okay. Question is, I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now?
White supremacy.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, do you have any other or just that one?
I have a bunch of them. You named a bunch of them. The president is a threat. The white supremacy. The Supreme Court taking advantage.
Okay.
Those three.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you can say so as well. The first one, a Project 2025, how would you rate that from 0 to 100?
What did you say 0 was?
From 0 to 100, how would you rate a Project 2025?
What does 0 stand for? Not favor?
Uh-huh. 0 is that you feel cold and unfavorable, and 100 that you're warm and unfavorable.
Zero. 2025, 0.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in favor of it.
Okay. Thank you. And what about Donald Trump?
0. Not in favor of him.
Okay. Thank you. And what about Hakeem Jeffries?
100%.
Okay.
In favor of him.
Okay. And Joe Biden?
100% Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. Kamala Harris?
100% in favor.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
A Republican in Congress?
Uh-huh.
A Republican in Congress. Not in favor.
Okay. How much would you say?
0.
0. Okay.
In favor.
All right. And what about J.D. Vance?
Who? Who?
J.D. Vance?
Is that a person?
Yes. If you have never heard of, you can say so as well. Or if you don't have any opinion.
Remember, repeat the name again.
Yes, J.D. Vance.
Oh, Vance, 0. Vance, oh, no, 0. I don't approve of him.
Okay, thank you. And Cornel West?
He's in the middle.
Okay. And Democrats in Congress.
I'm in favor of them.
Okay. How much would you say in favor?
In the middle.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein and Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent John F. Kennedy Jr., and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, you can say so as well.
Who would I vote for?
Uh-huh.
The lady.
For Kamala Harris?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Did you say Kamala
the
Harris?
Lady. Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that a lot, just some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Say that again.
Would you say that you have heard anything about Donald Trump a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Have I heard anything about Donald Trump?
Yes, if you have read, seen, or heard.
Mm-hmm. I've heard, yes, a lot.
A lot, okay, thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Would you say less favorable of him?
Uh-huh. What you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable of him, of course.
Okay. Would you say much less favorable or somewhat less favorable?
All the way, less favorable of him, period.
Okay. Thank you. And what you, what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
He's taking away voting privileges that you don't have to vote no more. He made that statement that you don't have to vote anymore. That doesn't make sense.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. If you could please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. Five means it's a somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for president. Or you may use any number between 0 and 10. So first statement.
So 0 to 5 is not in favor, and 5 is somewhat favor, and 10 is in favor, right?
Yes. 0, not at all convincing. 5, somewhat convincing, and 10, very convincing. Or any number.
Okay. Convincing. Okay.
Okay. All right. So first statement would be Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs and stopping surprise medical billing. She will crack down on price gouging by big corporations and on the junk fees that companies mysteriously add on. We have to elect someone who has a plan to make our lives affordable again so that we can get ahead. How would you rate that? Would you say 0, 5, 10, or anything between that?
10. 10. Convincible. 10.
Okay. Thank you. Next one, Donald Trump says he will repeal Obamacare, removing protections for pre-existing conditions and eliminating health insurance for millions of Americans. Kamala Harris understands how working families struggle to cover the cost of health care. As vice president, Harris led a successful campaign to lower maternal death rates, helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans, and help pass rules to keep millions of Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. How would you rate that? 0, 5, or 10, or any number between?
You first started off talking about Trump.
On this one, it says that Donald Trump is saying that he will repeal Obamacare and removing protections for
zero. Okay. He's not going to do it. Zero.
Thank you. Next one. This November, we have the historic opportunity to vote for change. We have the change, we have the chance to vote for Kamala Harris as not just the first woman to be president, but also be black woman to hold the highest office in the country. But Harris is more than just history, and this election is about more than just her background. Voting for Harris gives us a chance to take our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change and racial justice. How would you rate this?
Is it 0, 5, and 10?
Uh-huh.
I rate it high, number 10.
Okay, thank you. And the last statement, it says, in November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. Kamala Harris served the people as a young assistant district attorney, working her way up to Attorney General of California. She stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Trump has had dozens of sexual misconduct accusations and was found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against abusive big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination, and Harris has been taking down criminals like Trump her entire career. And with our support, she'll do it again in November to save our democracy. How would you rate this from a 0 to 10?
In favor of what she's doing, a 10.
Uh-huh. Is that the question? Is that the way?
You'd have to read the question. Read half of the question again.
Okay, yes. The statement says, yes, in November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. Kamala Harris served the people as a young assistant district attorney, working her way up to Attorney General of California. She stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Trump has had dozens of sexual misconduct accusations and was found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against abusive big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination, and Harris has been taking down criminals like Trump her entire career. And with our support, we'll do it again in November to save our democracy. How would you rate?
Yes. 10.
Would you say any number from 0 to 10?
Yes, I would say 10, that she's doing what she's supposed to do.
Okay.
And I wouldn't say, I wouldn't say zero.
Okay, thank you. Now, let me ask you again. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote?
Kamala.
Okay, thank you. And let me ask you again. Now that we've talked a little more about the elections, please rate your level of motivation for voting on this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote.
I'm motivated. Number 10.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all from social media?
Often.
Okay, thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Would you say Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, or X, or other?
The Post, the Journal, the New York Journal, Newsreel, Facebook.
Okay, thank you. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade in a community college.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorce, or widowed?
Single.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Well, if you look at it this way, liberal would mean that you are in favor of the majority or things for the people, working for liberal is for the people, correct? Conservative, I would say, was more conservative for people that are conservative when it comes to riches. So I would say more liberal.
Okay, so let's see. Okay, so I have somewhat liberal, would you say, or very?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you attend a church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
52 weeks out of a year I attend church.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
None of them are white.
Okay, I'm sorry, what was that? I couldn't hear you.
1%, a tiny percent white, because
okay.
They're moving back in the neighborhood.
Okay.
Poor
so
white
people. Hardly
poor
any.
White people. Hardly any, right.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? It's a urban, suburban, or rural?
When you speak of rural, what is that?
It's like when there's no too much houses around it.
Not too much houses around it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say rural. It's kind of rural because it doesn't have too many houses around it. Deterioration of the neighborhood has gone down.
Okay, thank you. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Hello?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Say that again.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. All right. This concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much for your patience and your participation. Your opinions are always important to us.
You. You're welcome.
Perfect. Thank you so much and have a great day.
Okay. Same to you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.